That's what I said. James is darn good. But he's better. And I'm better than both of them. No brag, just fact.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippito, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippito, Louisiana. Here's a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his bread and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippito, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah.
Nobody will stand with you if you don't stand. God can't stand with you if you don't stand. And don't stand and then sit down. It's worse. It sets a precedent. You know, count the cost. The cost may be dear. It may be everything. It may be your life. Okay? But unless we're willing to value freedom more than our lives, do we really deserve freedom? God can't stand with a man until the man stands. And so God is waiting for us to stand. And at that moment that when he stands, God could stand with him. And then the other thing is that people could stand with him. You know, nobody can stand with you until you stand.
Welcome to the Shooting Bench. For the next hour, I'll be bringing you commentary and important updates on current events, as well as information on guns, training, preparedness, and other liberty-related issues. Let's get started. RAT, right now. All right, I punched the wrong button there. It appears like everything's going all right now. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, and it is the 8th of February. As a matter of fact, this is my late cousin's birthday today. He was not sure how old he'd be. He died back in the car wreck back in the 80s and in the early 90s maybe. We were pretty close. This was the day that I been a lot of somber time at the beer joint there for a couple of years after that happened. But anyway, all right, it's a Wednesday. We've got a few gun-related things we want to talk about, but there's a lot of other stuff we got to talk about too. And one of them, I want to get out, first off, I want to mention the class that we're having this Saturday in St. John's, Arizona. We're having a concealed weapons class there. We've got quite a few people in it already. It is a large venue that we're doing this in, so there's room for more, much more than the average size class. I think 2 weeks ago we had about 15, and the week before that we had 8, I think. So we've got room for probably 40 or 50 in this deal here, so we've got plenty of room if you guys want to get in on that. If you go to southwestshootingauthority.com, go to the event schedule over on the left-hand side, or just go to our Facebook page, the Southwest Shooting Authority of Arizona Facebook page, and look at the events. And the last event that's on there right now is the CCW class, the multi-state concealed weapons class in Sholo, and in St. John's, and you can sign up there. Okay, something that happened here, when was it? Let me bring that up. This is just to reiterate, to solidify, to concrete stuff that we've talked about here before, more than once, actually. And that is communication. I can't express how strongly I feel about not only communication, but redundant communication, where we have different ways to communicate, CB, shortwave, CB, ham, and FRS, GMRS, whatever you can get to. I believe we ought to have more than one means to do that. Anyway, our own Chuck Hudson here, Edge of the Woods, make sure I get the right link here. Edge of the Woods had the opportunity to assist in a rescue, wilderness rescue here, due to having his communications poop in a group. And I can bring this deal up here. We'll talk about it a little bit. He was, apparently he had been getting a real weak signal on a, one of the 2 meter radio. There's a system in New Mexico called Megalink. If you get on the Megalink system, you can talk to all over the state of New Mexico. Megalink is a pretty neat deal. And so if you're lost and you can reach one of the Megalink repeaters, there's a good chance that somebody somewhere in the state is going to hear you. So Chuck's listening to this, and he gets this real weak signal, and he's working on it, trying to tune it in, and it turns out there was a guy stranded in a snowdrift in Colorado, which was, it's 100 and some miles north of him, but that person in Colorado he had a little handheld Bofang radio, same ones we talk about all the time here, and he was able to make contact periodically, not constantly, not consistently, but able to make it from time to time to the San Antonio repeater. Not San Antonio, Texas, San Antonio, New Mexico. It's up on the New Mexico-Colorado border. And it said it took him an hour or so. He finally got a clear enough signal to find out that he was in the Rio Grande National Forest, so that narrowed it down a little bit. And then later on, he found out, after a period of time, he found out that he was on a particular national forest road up there. So he called the county sheriff up in that area, and they started to search for him. And as this was going on, Chuck was able to assist them in pinpoint their location to a particular area, to a Platero Lake area. And he was rescued and didn't have to spend the night out in the snow, all due to a $23 radio. So there's no excuse at all that you shouldn't have a way to communicate out there with these cheap radios. Even if you don't have your license, you can talk in an emergency. You can talk on any frequency that radio will pick up. There are no limits to where you can talk if is No, Mountain Shooter, it wasn't Skip at all. It was through the Megalink system. But in an emergency, you can talk on any frequency. Military frequencies, law enforcement, whatever you can find. If there's somebody there, you can talk to them legally. And so there's just not a reason why you shouldn't have a way to communicate out there. And due to this, there's quite an extensive discussion went on after Chuck posted this on Facebook. And due to that, we've got several people, well, I say several, there's been three that have contacted me today wanting to know, you know, what can we do? I need equipment. I need training. I've put it off too long. This is something I need to do. So I hope that I can help accommodate these people. And I think Chuck, some people have contacted Chuck also. I'm hoping that we can accommodate these people quickly before the urgency wears off, just like it does when you get people that are interested in handgun training, you get people that are interested in, different survival things and whatnot. And then things calm down and they forget and they, time erases everything there's no longer any urgency. So the people that have contacted me, I want to try to get with them and make sure that I keep them, hopefully I can keep them fired up about this so that they get busy. And, what boils down to when things get tough, the more people that are prepared, the more people that can communicate, the more people that can defend themselves, the more people that can support themselves, are less people that the rest of us are going to have to worry about. And I say worry about, are we going to worry about them, worry about having to defend ourselves against them, or worry about having to offer them aid and support in some way? So there's a lot of things to consider here when it comes to this preparation stuff. Yakima Glock, good deal that you got your UV-82. I was talking about, we talked about this the other day. Well, the other day, I guess it's been 3 or 4 or 5 months ago. It's been quite a while. But the UV-82, I think, is probably one of the best radios for the money that there is out there. UV-5R is a great little radio. I watched a video. I watched several of them today on, because there was a guy somewhere that said, well, they're okay radios, they're cheap, people have a lot of problem with them. And I said, no, they don't. Once in a while, you have a problem with a Lamborghini once in a while if you happen to get the wrong one and come off the assembly line in a bad mood or something. But, there's, that's right, Yakima Glock, it wasn't raining when Noah started building the ark. That's a fact. But, I have literally touched, programmed, been around, interacted with probably 250 of these radios. And thus far, I have seen 0% problems with these little Bilfang radios. 0%. I've never seen an issue with one. There's been some little programming quirks here and there. That didn't mean that they didn't work as advertised, except for the programming. You can still use them in frequency mode and still do everything with them that everybody else can do. It's more convenient when you can program them. It is not a deal breaker. They can still be used. So this guy, there's been a couple of them that have set the radios on fire and drowned them, dropped them off a building, done everything to them. One guy run over it 4 times. He's got a big full-size SUV, and he run over it 4 times. And it cracked the battery, but other than that, it kept running perfect, never had a problem with it. And, for the money that these things cost, you can, if you want to do all the programming and do everything yourself, you can find them for $25 or $30, $35, whatever. It's, whatever, if they cost $50, they're still cheap. You can get the UV-82s, they're $10 or $15 more. They're going to get those for somewhere between $40 and $55, somewhere in there. Just depends on how long you want to look for the best deal, but they're out there. And anyway, this one guy had drenched this radio heavily with water, with a water hose. He let his kid play with it for a while. He run over it four times. He, what else did he do? Oh, he, after he drowned it, he drowned it. Is that a good Scrabble word? After he drowned it, he put it in the freezer and froze it while it was soaking wet, laid it up on top of a hot tin roof down in Texas, and dried it out. And during this time, it continued to work. When he got all done with it, he poured gasoline on it and set it on fire. He let it burn for a full 2 minutes. The plastic was dripping and running off of it. All the rubber mounted off the, melted off the antenna, and it was just a spring. And it was basically unrecognizable. You could see a probably 20% of the screen, the readout there. And it just looked like a melted pile of goop. However, it was still had enough form that the volume button was, the on-off button knob was still kind of recognizable. It was kind of stuck to the rest of the body and melted to it, but it was able to break loose. And now he got that knob, broke it loose, turned it on, and it came on and talked to him. I don't know how you would be able to change channels or how you'd be able to do anything else to it, because it was completely just a melted puddle of stuff. But it still worked. It still turned on. So don't come up here and tell me that these radios are cheap junk and you have a lot of trouble with them. You only have a lot of trouble with them when you set them on fire and soak them with water and dry them out on the hot tin. Even that didn't make any difference. You didn't have any trouble with it. So evidently I have something I haven't been keeping up with here. Yakima Glock says you get your Bofang radios now before the Chinese tariffs start. I'm not aware of what was going on there. So if there's something there that we need to be aware of, then looks like it may be costing us more money to get this stuff from China. So if that's a fact, then if you want to get your radios and your accessories and stuff, you probably ought to think about doing it here pretty quick. You can get set up with a UV5R or UV82, either one. The UV82 HP is absolutely my favorite. You can get set up with that. All the accessories, extra antennas. You can get a stubby antenna, a collapsible antenna, a vehicle mount magnetic antenna, throat mic, a charger, extended battery, all the stuff that goes along with it, all the accessories you can think of. For about $125-140, and that's with all these accessories. The UV82, you know, add $15 or $20 to that. So for about $150, either radio, you can get a complete setup, everything you need, and be able to do anything in the world with that radio. You don't always need all those accessories for every radio that you buy. Sometimes all you need is just a radio and a decent antenna. So you get whichever radio you want and get the, I like the collapsible antenna because it stays out of the way if I don't need the extra length. Or the next one up is the, I think it's about a, I don't know, 17 inch antenna or something like that. And stand by just a second here. All right. And that makes all the difference in the world. That changes the whole radio when you put a good antenna on it like that. So if you're thinking about doing it. Don't think that just because the administration has changed dramatically that everything is all hunky-dory and we're not going to, that Trump's going to save the world here. I'm sure that he's going to make every effort. I'm also sure that he's not going to be successful. Not in 4 years. Probably not in 8 years. Yakima Glock said he didn't have anything specific about that. He was just thinking about Trump talking about tariffs on imported products, which I think it is a good idea. It did help get some of the, it starts costing a little bit more to get over here and may become more viable for people, for our people to build the same stuff here in America and create some jobs here. I'm okay with that. So until that happens one way or another, and that's not to say, you know, there's other radios out there, the Yaesu's, the Kenwood's, the ICOM's, there's lots of radios out there, but they're about six times more expensive new than the Bofangs are. So I wouldn't try to talk you out of one of them for anything in the world, but if you want to save some money, then there's nothing wrong with the Bofangs. And Minnie reminded me here, Jeff Sessions was confirmed as the Attorney General today. General, that's a good thing. And hang on a minute. Hang on. We have breaking news. Stand by. Okay, wait just a minute here. Okay. All right, let me go check something here. We may accidentally have something we need to share with you here real quick. Let's see here. Stay with me while we're bringing this up. I just got a news flash on the deal here. So, all right. Now I have learned something about my new software. And I think that I have made it work better than anybody in Survival Circle Radio has made this particular software work. And let's see if maybe there's not a video attached to this anymore. It looks like they took the video down. Let me see here. Yep, looked like they took the video down. However, the story is still up here. So, you guys remember when Graham Harbold was running for sheriff here, right? And all the time we spent trying to help him get going and everything. And ultimately, he wound up losing. And I still believe with all my heart that he won. I think that there was a lot of fraud, a lot of corruption and stuff going on. There's no way that he didn't win this election. The underhanded tactics from the other side, the corroboration of the two different parties, it was astounding to me with the stuff that I saw. It was just amazing. Now, on the one hand, it makes you want to puke and just stay away from it. On the other hand, it makes you want to get right in the middle of it and fight and make it better. So, let me see. Okay. Anyway, I'm not gonna make any accusations here at all because they've just changed one of the things. They put a correction up here, which I'm not sure I agree with either. But anyway, what it amounts to is people in the Navajo County Republican Committee have uncovered, or an audit of these people has uncovered a several years long trail of treasury fraud and said for the past 4 years there have been several discretionary items that have been unaccounted for and a lot of questions. In that time, the Navajo County Republican Committee collected $38,632 in donations, $23,113 of which is unaccounted for without receipts as of February 2nd. Okay, there's quite a bit more to this story, but, you know, there was a lot of people that were friends, good friends, that this fiasco with the sheriff's election has destroyed those friendships. And it was quite a sight to see. It really was quite a deal to be involved in this. So as we get a little more on this story just came out. So as we get more facts, it's already changed in the last hour. So when we get a little something that we can feel comfortable commenting on, we'll get more out there to you. So I want to try something. You guys stand by with me just a minute. No, stop. Why do we have all this automatic crap playing here? All right. Let me see if I can bring up something else that's not so wild. And I think I have I have good news about this new software. So I think what we'll do is we'll go to a break. Let's see if this works. Stand by.
In the fall, got some friends that I could go to working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. If I get there before the snow flies and things are going good, you could join me if I'd send you down the fair. But if you wait until it's when, it would do no good, for the wind sure can blow cold way out. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change come what may. But my good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
I rode your ocean liner to Newfoundland, where I made a living in iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished the soggy waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see the rocks and cliffs of solid stone, listening to the seagulls calling to each other. Made me miss my darling down by distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests, to the sunshine of the smile, across the plains and the rugged mountains, keep this wonderful boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms.
I just hate stupid people.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
That ain't country.
That ain't country. Yeah, we
can. All right, welcome back. I did a little experimenting there at you guys' expense, and apparently it was fairly successful. I had a... let's see, I don't know. Looks like the music went off there. Okay. The last part, the part that I was doing at first was what I was looking for. And, it was successful. It worked. So Liberty Lounge, hopefully, maybe not quite as smoothly, but Liberty Lounge should be back in its, all of its glory day after tomorrow, Friday, February 10th. We should have Liberty Lounge back. It may be a little bit slower responding to requests and stuff, but we ought to have opened up the full range of music again. So that's going to be a very good thing. All right, let's see what else we got. I'm going to check my crystal ball here. I got things coming in from all over the place. So let's see if we can take things one at a time. I'll tell you one thing that I wanted to get straight here. There's a lot of people that have posted this thing on Facebook about a guy named Caleb Lee that apparently put a story up on Facebook about Pizza Hut not giving the military discount and being very rude and all that, and that is 100%, well, it's not 100% false. It's false that they were rude and didn't then treat him that way. They do not offer a military discount, which is unfortunate, but that's their deal. It's not the end of the world. It would have been the end of their world if the rest of it was true. However, Pizza Hut does confirm that the guy had come in there. And it was somebody that they knew, and he was mad, and he come in and started this whole thing, and it was all, as far as the, rude talk and everything, all that was 100% false. So, don't, if you see that on there, don't spread it any further than it already has, and, there's probably five different sites that I found easily on, Facebook that dispute this, and this was supposed to have happened in Huntsville, Alabama, so not true. All right, excuse me, let's continue to march here. Let me get rid of that, and here, not too awful long ago, we talked about maybe a month, 6 weeks ago, something like that. Remember there was a guy, one or two guys there that in Kansas that had their, you know, state law, that Kansas has one of those laws that says that that if a gun is manufactured in the state and doesn't leave the state and manufactured with products you know, that are found in the state and all that, that they, let's see, this one was a silencer, actually. And a federal judge, just last we heard, they were going to jail, that they were going to be prosecuted for doing this. And a federal judge on Monday handed down probation to both of them, found guilty of violating federal law and manufacturing and possessing silencer, despite their belief that state law protected their actions. I do also believe that state law protects their actions. But what they don't have there is a law that will prevent the feds from enforcing the laws there. So anyway, they were found guilty on eight different felony counts all involving making signatures and whatnot. So they were given 2 years probation and $800 assessment for cost. Now it's still not, they're not going to jail, but it's still federal felony. They're still going to lose their gun rights. And, it's just because they didn't go to jail. I mean, it's great that they didn't go to jail, but they're still going to lose their rights according to, let's see. One of the guys purchased an illegal suppressor from the guy that made them, been found guilty of possession of an unregistered NFA firearm, and was given a year's probation and $100 assessment. In each case, the men argued the Kansas Second Amendment Protection Act shielded people in Kansas from being prosecuted under federal gun control laws so long as the firearms were made and sold inside the state and marked as such. And Kansas is not the only state that has this law. There's several of them, and Arizona is one of them. The first one was Montana, and stand by 1 second. Sorry about that, but I am back. Anyway, that's enough of that. Just thought I'd share that with you. And we had, I'm going to save this story till probably Monday. It's a follow-up to a story we talked about probably a year or more ago. And I want to make sure I've got all the facts down right on this before we do that. Now, Fox News came out. Well, Fox News and a couple of other outfits came out with a article here. Apparently, and this is, I guess it's true. It's on a lot of the big name news outlets. Apparently, the Boy Scouts have given up their last little bit of integrity here and gone the direction of political correctness. Apparently, this last Monday, the Boy Scouts of America announced that girls who identify as boys will now be allowed to join the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. And just in case anybody asks, and if you want to know, I am not okay with that. Okay, if you're a girl, it all depends on how the plumbing is. And if you're a girl, you should join Girl Scouts and Brownies. If you're a boy, you should join Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts. And this is not neither one of these are co-ed organizations. But America is falling here for more than 100 years. Boy Scouts of America, along with schools, youth sports, and other youth organizations, have ultimately deferred to the information on an individual's birth certificate to determine eligibility for single-gender programs. However, that approach is no longer sufficient, as communities and state laws are interpreting gender identity differently, and these laws vary widely from state to state. So I expect to see some changes here in the way some of the churches support the scouting program, particularly the Mormon Church. I want to see what's going on with that. Okay. Yeah, peanut rider. I mean, technically, I guess you're right. But if it's violated, it's if you can't exercise it, it's pretty much gone. So that's kind of a word game, but I understand what you're saying. I know God gives you the right and say no man can take it away, but that's not entirely true. You may, if you are locked, yeah, your rights are violated. I guess if you're locked in a cage and you're not allowed to go buy a gun, then your Second Amendment rights have basically been taken away. Yakima Glock, that's, yeah, it's going to complicate campouts a little bit. I can see this being something kind of difficult to keep track of there. And peanut rider, yeah, you're right about that. Plumbing has been determined to be sexist and racist. Okay. there you go, Susie B. It's all wide open to you now. All right. Hang on a second there. I do like this new program where I can shut that mic off and it doesn't make the noise that it used to. I could always see that when I looked at the recordings. I could always see that little jump in there from where the mic jumped there. Well, a lot of you have probably heard by now. Remember, what was it last? What's today? Wednesday? I guess it was probably Friday or Wednesday last week. I don't remember which day. We talked about the BLM agent that had violated fined ethics violations for getting bought and sold out tickets to the Burning Man deal and having agents drive him and his wife or girlfriend around and all this kind of stuff. And I said that night, I said, wouldn't it be funny if it was Dan Love? Well, folks, it's funny because it was Dan Love. And I'm not sure right now, there's word going around all over Facebook that he's been fired. I haven't found anything official on that. However, there is officially an investigation that has been opened up against Dan Love. And I think that this could dramatically affect the trials in Nevada right now. And I think there's still a couple in Oregon, as a matter of fact, against the Bundys and all the people that were up at the refuge and everything else, because Dan Love was right in the middle of all of that. Just a very brief history on Dan Love. Dan Love is the absolute epitome. When you talk about jackbooted thug, Dan Love should be the vision that comes to your mind. He is the worst of the worst, as far as field agents go anyway. He is the type of guy that they make movies about. He is as crooked, corrupt, the biggest bully that there ever was. And there was a guy, and I mentioned this once before, it's been quite a while, there was a Dr. Red back in Utah, back in, I think it was Blanding, Utah, somewhere in southern Utah there. Well, Dr. Red had been involved in getting artifacts, and apparently he was selling little arrowheads and stuff that he'd went and found, and probably he shouldn't have done that, okay, but he did. And when Dan Love and some other jerk got in there, they destroyed their lives to a point that Dr. Red eventually committed suicide after he was found guilty of selling these artifacts and stuff. And Dan Love was right in the middle of that, and he was heartless and cold and rude to other family members, and he gave, I don't remember who the little kid was, I don't remember if it was a grandson or a nephew or something of Dr. Red, and he gave him a little toy type BLM badge and said, you can tell everybody you got that from your Uncle Dan. And just rubbing salt in the wound there. Peanut Rider, if you hear it coming from me and I say BLM, it will always be the Bureau of Land Management. Black Lives Matter, I'll say Black Lives Matter. I will not confuse the two because I don't want the two mixed up in any way. Even though they're both sorry as they come, I want to make sure that everybody knows what I'm talking about there. If I say BLM, it will be Bureau of Land Management. So, anyway, it very much was Dan Love. Check it out. Several stories out there about it. And I'm really hoping that this is I hope that this helps the prisoners a little bit, a lot, actually. There's no point to this story here. It's just, it's one of those good news stories. There was a Taliban bomb expert accidentally killed himself and four of his sons. End of story. That's all. May they rest in pieces. That's all there is to that. I guess I know you guys heard about getting rid of some of these older things here from when we was having trouble getting. Hey, Rolex, thanks for putting that up there. That's one of the stories that came up on that. I suppose everyone by now has heard about this happened 2 weeks ago or so. About the day before the election, I think, or 2 days before the election, that a protester had set himself on fire. One of two or three people that set themselves on fire protesting Trump. I am still totally mystified at what's the matter with these damn people. I don't get it. Even the people that are supposedly on our side. Mountain Shooter, they are both bad, and I don't mean to imply that neither one of them is bad. They are both, one is just as bad as the other. I just want to make damn sure that everybody knows when I say BLM, I'm talking about Bureau of Land Management. If I'm talking about Black Lives Matter, I'll say Black Lives Matter. But I don't mean to imply at all that one's any better or worse than the other one, because they're both equally as bad, if you ask me. So, but BLM, Bureau of Land Management, earned their moniker there first. So, the Susie B, look at this. I guess they had a bomber of some. What kind of bomber? You had a Taliban bomber, what kind of bomber? Building pipe bomb and blew himself up. I don't know whether he's building the pipe bombs for or out of or any pipe, I guess. All right. Rolex, that's what I was saying there. It may throw a big pipe wrench in the Bundy trial there. I think it's pretty neat. No. All right, let me check. I'm narrowing these down so that we've got some gun stuff here we're going to have to talk about, but not tonight. We've got enough time now. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just about to get through all these. That's neat. All right, well, let me go back up here. You know, for those of you that have keeping track, I hear that Washington just continues to get snow. I see people on Facebook. There's more snow. Snow's coming. Damn snow. Blah, 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 blah. And we had our big snowstorm here, and that was it. It's up in the 50s, even low 60s now. Sun shining. Nice spring as it can be. Beautiful out there today. The last couple of days it was a little blustery, but today it was just absolutely gorgeous. I could not believe how nice it was today. So, well, maybe there's one of them right there. I don't know how many places are affected by this, but there's been some of the organizations here that have made bad choices that are what we consider bad choices that are having a little financial problems. And according to this deal, Starbucks stocks are crashing. They said they were going to offer 10,000 jobs to refugees, and America responded by not going to Starbucks anymore. And apparently their stocks have really dropped and continue to drop. I think we talked about this briefly the other day, but they're continuing to go down. So there are consequences. Somebody said on Facebook the other day that, go ahead and boycott. Boycott this, boycott. Boycotts don't help. Boycotts damn sure help. But only if enough people do it. There's been things that I have been boycotting for 20 years. Has it helped? No. Have they noticed? No. Did it make any difference in their bottom line? Not one iota. But it helped me. Because I will not spend money in places that uses my money to fight me, to take away or infringe upon my rights. And I just won't. But when enough people do it, it makes a difference. Look at Target. Target has been hammered. Macy's is shutting down stores. Maybe it wasn't Macy's, maybe it was somebody else. But there's been a number due to support of transgenders or homosexuals or both, due to supporting the illegal immigration of these invaders, due to opposition to Trump, due to being anti-gun. Several reasons that people are waiting. Look at the NFL. The NFL's been hammered. And it makes a difference, but people have to do it. They have to be committed. You know, I put a deal on Facebook here the other day about people that always claim to, you know, they're advocating, oh, you need to go boycott this and that. You know, don't buy this stuff because these people are anti-gun. Don't do this, don't do that. But when it come time for the Super Bowl, or when it come time for one of the big NASCAR races or something, then all bets are off. So we're just gonna hope nobody notices that we're hypocritical as hell, and we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna watch the Super Bowl. We're gonna go to the race because we like it. And when back during, before the Super Bowl came on, when there was nothing going on, my, how everybody moaned and cried and griped about the NFL players kneeling during the national anthem. Okay, I'm not for them going to jail. It's their right if they want to do that. I do not have to watch football. I do not have to frequent a store or buy anything from these people if they do that. That has nothing to do with their constitutional right to do something. It has something to do with my constitutional right to oppose this, and I know that there's no such thing as a constitutional right. There are only rights that are protected by the Constitution. But I'm not getting into these silly word games here. But that's as far as I'm concerned, is what's the matter with the whole country. This is what LaVoy was talking about. Nobody's willing to stand. I mean, really stand. I mean, we're not even talking about standing in the face of death. We're talking about standing because of a frickin' football game. There are lots, boy, I mean, there was lots and lots and hundreds and lots of people that did not watch it. And there was some who said, oh, I watched the game, but I didn't watch halftime. Oh, please. A lot of good that did. No. All right. Well, rant time is over. And I'm going to scoot on out of here. And it looks to me like we may have a whole new ball game here for Liberty Lounge coming up on Friday. Everything seems to be working pretty well, so I'm happy with this new program. I'm still learning about it. There's still so many things here. So if you guys didn't take anything else out of this show tonight, I want you to go get radios, learn how to use them, keep them with you when you need them. If you go out of town, you go camping, you go hunting, whatever, take a radio. Learn how to use it. Learn its capabilities. Learn the range that you can reach. Find out what frequencies you need to be on to reach help. Have those radios with you. It certainly could be a lifesaver. Not a lightsaber, a lifesaver. Okay? All right. Had all the fun I can stand here. I'm getting out of here. We'll see y'all Friday for Liberty Lounge. Good night.
Well, that wraps up another edition of The Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for The Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation. No, let's rock it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Goodbye says it all.